thankful for everyone's presence and the opportunity, most of all, to be in the presence of God as we worship Him and as we sing praises to Him. And we hope that this segment of our effort is encouraging as well. I want to talk about a statement Jesus makes in John chapter 4 about living waters. I know we've all probably studied this chapter many times. I don't know that I'll bring anything new or unique to your understanding of it. It's just good to remind ourselves from time to time that we do serve a master who has living waters. And to understand what that means is a wonderful thing. Of course, Jesus' methods of teaching people was were very profound. He emphasized in simple terms the things people needed deeply. He said, "I am the light of the world." We need light. He told Nicodemus, "You need to be born again." Being born is an important thing to our lives. And here he emphasizes to a woman at the well who went to draw water every day in a very arid type environment that he was living water. And that if you partook of the living water, you would never thirst again. Jesus didn't always have long sermons like preachers do sometimes today. It's interesting how he was able to encapsulate in an expression, in a term, in a phrase, something that we can mull over and meditate about for a lifetime and continue to glean things. I know a lot of things Jesus emphasized in his life just happened as he went about his ordinary everyday work as a rabbi, teaching and preparing his disciples. In John chapter 9, it says, as they passed by, they saw a man born blind. The disciples asked, "Was this man, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" So that enabled Jesus to teach a valuable lesson. One of the things I want to emphasize as we start thinking about what Jesus did here at Jacob's well in Samaria is that we need to be, and I've talked about this a lot, I'm not necessarily repeating myself except for emphasis, that we need to go through every day of our lives, every moment of our everyday, spiritually aware of God, of His plan in our life, of where we are in that plan, and are we fulfilling our part? Now, I know that our part is always a little bitty part, but recognize that it is an essential part. Your part doesn't save you, no, but it leads to your salvation if you're obedient and if you're faithful. If you're not faithful, I'll guarantee you, your disobedience will lead to your downfall, and you'll not receive the blood of Christ. But if you're obedient and you're faithful, then the blood of Jesus Christ will take away all of your sins, will make you perfect, and you'll be forgiven. And that's what Jesus emphasizes here to this woman. You'll have something that will keep you from thirsting through your life. We all have things that we thirst for, we desire, we want, we need. And obtaining those things is kind of tricky sometimes. If you're trying to obtain things of this world that make you feel complete, however short a period of time, it's kind of tricky. You have to fit your life into the mechanisms that men have invented, and it's kind of tough. You may be clever enough for a time, but you'll likely at some point meet somebody even more clever. Cleverer. You might meet somebody that's faster, that's stronger, that's tougher, that's quicker, that's meaner. So living by your own wits will only get you what this life has to offer. And then you know what happens when you die? You leave it all. And you know, people are not going to remember you. We sometimes have the notion that getting everything out of this life will somehow make it worth it. We're deluding ourselves because it won't. And those who are wealthy and have been everywhere you can go and done everything you can do and tasted everything you could eat, they reach their old age and they no longer want to go places and they no longer want to do things. Life doesn't hold what they need. Then they realize suddenly, I need living waters. I don't just need water. That's what Jesus is telling us There's a lot of water in this life. The world's full of it. Various forms. What we need is living water. And what the difference that that makes. You know, Jesus, one other point I want to make before we get into to the specifics of this story. One of the things Jesus was very good at was bridging differences. Isn't it amazing to be able to reach differences?